Hey you guys, welcome to SBW's Mindful Mental Health. I just got a short segment today. I'm just talking about rebuilding yourself because I'm rebuilding the whole brand, and I'm just talking about how you break yourself down to build yourself back up. Because I'm going through like a whole bunch of transitions with myself, and I always sit with myself and I have different conversations with myself where I like to listen to my inner thoughts and tell myself that it's okay to go through transitions in life where I don't recognize myself anymore. And I do recognize that I'm not going to recognize the old and the new versions of myself. And that's okay. And I think we get scared at times because we don't recognize who we see in the mirror. And it's hard to leave behind that old version. And by the way, if you're a new listener, I just hop right into the subject. I don't like to like lag along. So I'm just going right into the subject. And basically, as I'm saying is, all I'm saying is that when it comes to rebuilding yourself and rebuilding your brand, rebuilding your body, rebuilding your mind, it's a scary thing. It's a scary situation. Never be afraid to look at yourself in the mirror and like, not recognize who, the person that you see in the mirror. If you look at yourself, and I said this in a few podcasts before, and you don't recognize that person, but you've made positive steps forward and you see that the things that you've done have gotten you to a place that you can look back and say that I have made positive changes, then you're doing the right thing. And it's scary because I was telling myself, like, it's not easy to tell yourself that I have to make these changes, and I don't even like the icky parts of myself. Like, I don't like looking at certain parts of myself that I still have to fix. I still have to work with certain medical professionals. I still have to work with life coaches. Like, you want to get things right sometimes, and you just want to be like, okay, I'm perfect now, or I have it all figured out. I don't have to work with anybody anymore. I don't have to deal with anything anymore. And that's just not life. That's just not how it works. And it sucks because I always tell myself, like, every single time it seems like I got everything together, then one thing comes knocking on my door. And that's another challenge that I have to tell myself that I need to conquer. But it's a blessing at the same time, because then I create a new version of myself, and it's like I keep graduating, and that's a beautiful thing. It's like you keep rising to a higher, higher, higher state of mind, and you're graduating into a new grade every single time. It's scary, but it's also a blessing. And so if you look at it like every single time, instead of looking at it like you're getting knocked down every time a challenge comes, look at it like you're graduating into a new grade. Like, okay, it's a new assignment for yourself. And that's how I'm starting to look at things. Instead of looking at myself like, I don't recognize myself. I don't know who this person is. I don't recognize who I am anymore. Things that used to be familiar to me, people that used to be familiar to me, the places that I used to go, the things that I used to do, just don't feel the same anymore. I don't want to make that comfortable for me anymore. I want to make the things that feel healthy for me feel comfortable for me enough to make me want to do better and do more and do things for people that want to create healthy habits that surround me. And when you do those things and that becomes your new normal, then you're just going to start creating those environments that come natural to you. And that's when your life starts to shift in the direction of just a healthier lifestyle. And it's all just going to keep falling into place and falling into place. And I'm learning that. And it'll no longer be as scary as it was when it first started. So what I've noticed is, one, setting boundaries. Two, taking that step going forward. Three, just realizing that you may not recognize yourself. Four, recognizing that you might have to leave certain people behind. Five, changing certain eating habits. Six, standing up for yourself. Seven, telling yourself that it's going to be okay. 8, make sure you're getting the proper sleep. 9, making sure that you're telling yourself that you love yourself. And 10 is never giving up on yourself. Just keep going forward. You have to make sure that you're not giving up, because it's going to be times when you don't want to keep going and you want to stop. You want to give up, but you can't stop, because this is your life, and the only person that can keep you from, you know, to keep you going is yourself. And I'm like starting to realize that I'm the only person that keeps this engine running. I'm the only person that can get up and keep my body going, keep my brain going, keep this ship moving. I literally am the only person in charge of my own body. Nobody can get me up and say, go, Taj, you got to keep going. You got to keep pushing. This is your life. I have to do this. So you have to tell yourself that I matter enough for myself. It doesn't matter what anybody else says or how anybody else feels. You have to tell yourself that you matter. And the moment that you start realizing that and you start telling yourself that, that's when things will start falling into place for you. And no matter what anybody says, your brain will start believing that. And then who cares what anybody else thinks? So you have to believe in yourself. That's the number one step, believing in yourself. And once you believe in yourself, everything else will fall into place. And when you look in the mirror, you believe in yourself enough to know that you can strive to get everything you need to get done. Because honestly, you're going to have those days where you doubt everything around you, doubt the people around you, doubt your finances, doubt all of the things that you strive for. But it's going to be that 1 inch of faith that you have in you that's going to be like, but I know I can do enough for me to strive forward. And that's what you need. That 1 inch. It's that. That's what you need to just keep on going. Because honestly, I've been through so much. If you've listened to my podcast for the last 5 years, you wouldn't even imagine half the things that I've had to go through. I'm telling you, I've made it through so many barriers to where I shouldn't even be here today. And I have to tell people all the time, you cannot let anything or anyone break you down. Because if you do, then you let other people win, and they don't deserve that victory. Nobody deserves a victory over your life. You choose to navigate what direction you want to go in. You choose to win. So I just was thinking about, you know, certain things and how scary it is to reach those new levels. And it's always going to be those new obstacles that you come to. And I always like to make these in the beginning of the year because it's scary. Because we don't know. We can plan for everything. We can make our goals. We can have our plans. But it's always going to be challenges, because that's what is supposed to, that's what prepares us for what we have asked for. If we just got everything without being challenged, we wouldn't know how to appreciate what we have. Just being handed everything, we wouldn't know how to take care of it. So now I understand that being challenged shows me to appreciate what I have in my life. Not being beaten alive, but being challenged shows me appreciation for those things that surround me, especially for the blessings that I receive that truly matter to me, for the people that surround me, for the family that surrounds me that really truly loves me, for the friends that surround me, and for one God more than anything, and for those whomever and whatever you believe in, make sure that is your number one priority and you choose to make it a healthy habit. Because I don't judge. I just want you to make sure that you're doing things that are healthy for you. And that's all that matters. Keep your mental health and your self-care on point. Because that's the number one priority in your life. So all I want you to understand is that when you're rebuilding and you're rebranding, it's going to scare you. It's going to knock your socks off. But just remember what you're doing it for. You're doing it for you. So this was a short segment. You know, I don't like to make them too long. I always just try to make them as quick as possible, whatever pops in my head. So turn this on whenever you're feeling like you need some motivation. keep it going. Remember to stay mindful and keep yourself on point. Keep your mental health going. I love you all.